I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Dance crazes come and go. Just think back to the Macarena, here today, gone tomorrow. Many expected breakdancing to follow that familiar pattern. Instead, breakdancing, or b-boying, has become an enduring global phenomenon. There are even competitions where b-boys and b-girls from all over the world can go head-to-head. One of the biggest competitions takes place in Germany. It's sort of like the Olympics of the hip-hop world. The event is called Battle of the Year, and it's the subject of a new documentary called Planet B-Boy: Breakdancing Has Evolved. Here's a clip from the film. It describes how the dancers wind up feeling like cultural ambassadors for their countries.
Once these rival crews, once they stop dancing, then they will find out it wasn't really about competing, it was really more about being together and jam in one place.
The success in hip-hop worldwide is that no matter what language you speak, you can communicate through hip-hop culture. It's a serious way to unify youth.
The admiration they have for each and one another is the admiration for the dance itself. And that is the biggest key. That is the biggest key.
The director and producer of Planet B-Boy is Benson Lee. He says he knew before making the documentary that b-boying was popular around the globe, but he says he was unaware how deep its roots really were.
B-boying was global. Like, it was all around the world. I had no idea that there was a whole history in Europe, a whole history in Asia. And I think that's a testament to this dance because regardless of that, like, you know, there's really no money in it, but these people love to dance. They love hip hop and they gravitate toward the dance element of it. And it's an absolute form of expression for them.
Right. I mean, you point out form of expression indeed. And here's one of the old school b-boys from the Bronx named Track 2.
For me, the art of b-boying clearly is individuality. It's how a b-boy takes that music and adapts to it. The music is basically that blood pumping through your veins, and it's allowing you to release yourself.
And that individuality that Track 2 was talking about there kind of culminates in your film Planet B-Boy with this massive throwdown of b-boys from all over the world, from Korea, Israel, Japan, France, Switzerland, everywhere, the United States, and this thing in Germany called Battle of the Year. What is that?
Battle of the Year is one of the biggest international b-boy events in the world, and it involves 20 countries. And the storyline in our film is covering the Battle of the Year, and we follow teams based on the fact that they were representing their countries, and they were all going to meet at this event.
How seriously do those countries take the teams that essentially are their ambassadors? Do they look at b-boy culture as something that can really express, you know, what
No.
it is to be Korean?
They don't even know it exists. In most countries, they have no clue, except Korea now. Korea is the only country who's recognized the B-boys as sort of the national, like one of the cultural ambassadors of the country now.
Right. I mean, there's an amazing clip in your film when the B-boys from the team Last for One are actually performing in a Buddhist monastery. I mean, who'd have thunk that?
You know, it's interesting because you know how like, you know, churches in America, they have outreach programs for young people. Well, basically, Buddhist temples have the same over there. They've included dance as a means of promoting the religion to younger people. And to see the monks just completely mesmerized by this dance form was quite an experience.
And not just the monks, but, you know, dancers from the States are also blown away. Let's hear a clip of just what kind of reputation Korea has established for itself.
Korea is a b-boy phenomena country because they developed their skills in such a short time. What Germany or France did in 15 years, they in a way managed this within 5 years. They came out of nowhere, bringing the level of power moves on a completely new level. Doing power moves nobody has seen before. They got so popular in Europe and all over the world.
While America was drawn to gangster rap in the 80s and making fun of the b-boys and their moves, you know, the rest of the world seemed like it was just like feeding this amazing art form. What do you think the future of b-boying, breakdancing, hip-hop culture is going to be? I mean, from your film, I could almost see an Olympic event, or do you think it's going to just spin itself out?
A lot of people say that it should be included in the Olympics. And if snowboarding made it to the Olympics, I think, yeah, it would be great to have b-boying in the Olympics. But at the end of the day, it's a little too sophisticated for it to be classified as a sport. It's definitely much more of a dance and art form to me. And what I would like to see is more people who, in the public, would embrace b-boying as a form of battling and understanding hip-hop culture, that it's so healthy to be able to get your angst out through art where there's a level of competition. That's why b-boys are, afterwards, they just get it out, and afterwards they're just like hugging each other and they're like, you know, shaking hands. They have an avenue to release a lot of angst. You know, if it's their problems with their parents or society or their girlfriend or their boyfriend, whatever. And that's where hip-hop is actually really healthy. Hip-hop, in my opinion, is like real hip-hop is so good for you. Much better than, you know, video games.
Well, as a way of going out, maybe you can give us a concrete example of that. And I can't think of a better one than that scene on the either it's a virtual or made up DMZ, but it's the line between North and South Korea, and you've got this great little routine. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, we took the license to have a little fun and be creative instead of just like show the reality of b-boying, capturing that. We went to a movie studio in Korea where they had the replica, the exact replica of the demilitarized zone, which is the line that separates North Korea and South Korea. And it's so funny because it's literally a yellow line. And on one side is the North Korean guards and the other side is the South Korean guards. And I just came up with this idea that, like, why don't we just, like, get some b-boys, put them on that set, pretend that they're South Korean guards and North Korean guards and have them battle it out. And so we did. And what was great is that, you know, one of the rules in b-boying is that you can't touch each other. You can't touch your opponent when you battle. But the battle is vicious. You've never seen anything so vicious without any physical contact. And then the only physical contact that comes out about it is, like I said, there's a handshake or a hug because you got it out. And honestly, like, I don't want to sound cheesy or anything, but it'd be great if, like, our leaders could learn b-boying and battle it out in a battle, you know, like with some music. That would be really cool.
Benson Lee, very nice to speak with you.
Thank you.
Benson Lee is director and producer of Planet B-Boy, Breakdancing Has Evolved. The documentary is playing in select theaters and film festivals. We have a link at theworld.org. And our B-Boys and B-Girls at The World are Andrew Sussman with Andrea Crossan, Julia Kumari-Drapkin, Alex Galifin, Joyce Hackle, Carol Hills, David LaValle, April Peavy, Adeline Sear, Tracy Tong, and Carol Zoll. Anne Lopez is our director. Our editors are Ken Bader, Jennifer Gorin, George Lewinsky, and Margot Melnikov. William Troop is senior editor. Chris Wolf is news editor. Our managing editor is Rob Hugh Jones. The executive producer of The World is Bob Ferranti. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg, and I'm Marco Werman. From all of us at the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, have a great weekend.